Do you believe in things that go bump in the night? Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info.
Whether you're an amateur or a professional paranormal investigator, the Night Watchers want you to investigate some of the country's most haunted places.
The Night Watchers want you.
Already in a group? Perfect. Groups are welcome. Join today at nightwatchers.info.
Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info. The future of paranormal investigation.
Thank you. Hey, Scott O.
I just want to thank you for this sweet Go See Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Go See Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
I must go and order them all now. That was awesome.
We have a listener on the line, apparently.
I don't know why.
Unless she's hung up already. You guys, we're talking with Bill Bean.
I'm here.
Thank you, Missy.
There's Missy.
We're talking with Bill Bean, of course, about his life and his book, Dark Force.
Yes.
The website is www.billbean.net, B-I-L-L-B-E-A-N.net. We had a caller call into the caller line, and of course, you can
this
listen.
This is on break, yeah.
You're more than welcome to call into the caller line and listen the entire time or whatever. But if you raise your hand, you're liable to get us to, you know, actually unmute you and ask you what you want.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we did.
When we were on break.
We found on the other end of this call was Missy, and Missy actually has a question for Bill. So tell us what you're thinking about, Missy.
What's the question, Missy?
My question is to Bill, how long have you actually been out of that home? How long has it been now since you've been moved out of that home?
First off, hello, Missy, and thank you for the question. We moved out in 1980, December 1980.
Okay.
And I've had a plethora of experiences since then, I'm sorry to say. I'm very, very blessed and thankful now that I'm able to, through God's grace and power, to be able to keep this under my foot, so to speak. But I've had some very unpleasant experiences since we left there in 1980.
Wow, that's too bad. Do you know, is that house still infested?
Well, I have not been back there, and I do get messages from people, including one young man that actually lived in the house from 1991 to 1994 with his family, and they also had problems in the house. They were not physically attacked like we were, but they did have many paranormal experiences, unexplainable experiences in the house, and he is willing to go on record to state this, and some other people have contacted me as well, saying that the current occupants of the house are having experiences there. Now, I can't verify that because I don't know those people, but I have been told that, so who knows.
I just wondered if they get any kind of sort of help for that, you know, with a priest or...
Well, we had a priest involved. We had a priest involved the last 16 months that we lived there, and unfortunately the activity grew more violent and intense. It got to the point to where the priest was actually bringing mason jars full of holy water to our house, and he was coming quite a bit.
Wow. Okay.
That's a good question, Missy. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Missy.
Thank you, Missy.
We appreciate
you.
Yeah, thanks.
I appreciate it.
No, thanks for calling with a question. We really appreciate that.
No problem.
We're booting. We're putting you on mute.
Yes, you're free to welcome. You're welcome to listen on the line to the rest of the show, or hang up and listen on the radio, or on the radio, or the not in Indiana in the computer if you want. Either way, doesn't matter. But thank you so much.
Thanks, Missy.
Bill, when you finally did leave, you said that activity continued to happen. Was it less, like, was it using the power of that place and that house as well, or did it finally, like, grow legs or something and be able to do its nefarious activity?
Well, when we left the house in 1980, we moved in with my mother's fiancé, and I thought that we were free from it. I really did. My brother and I didn't have any experiences in his house. And I thought my mom was free from it as well, but I went and visited with her fiancé about 6 or 7 months ago, and I hadn't seen him in quite a bit of time, and we started talking about things, and he said to me, he told me something that I never knew. My mother asked him, made him promise not to tell us. She was still being attacked up until the day she died, and unfortunately, she died 10 months after we moved out of that house. She died 2 months and 2 days after her mother suddenly died. And she made him promise not to tell us that. But, you know, all that time we thought that we were free from it. And my mother was never free from it. She was continuously being attacked.
Why do you think it followed you out of that environment, though? I mean, a lot of hauntings we hear about, whether we read them or hear about them on TV or whatever, it's usually associated with a place. And we do hear about things following people. Well, why do you think it followed you and you still were having things happen to you even after you moved out of the house?
Well, that's why it goes back to what I said in the beginning about this generational curse. Somebody did something to open something up and have this attached, this evil attached to my mother and to us for whatever reasons. And I don't know the answers to it, but I have my opinions and my beliefs. And this is why I was able to continue to wreak havoc like this for so many years. I have a second book coming out. I began work on it on April 1st, as a matter of fact. I started work on it, and I don't know how long it's going to take me to get it out. I'm in no rush to get it out, but there are some very disturbing things in this second book, and one event is even more disturbing than anything that ever happened in that house.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, before the break, too, you know, we were talking about your father also.
Yeah.
And now, and the story goes is that after your sister left, it seemed that your father went into this downward spiral, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Could we elaborate on that? Could we go into that a little bit?
Sure. I believe at the time my father was actually seeing apparitions in the house, and he was being tormented by the activity in the house. And I don't think he knew how to deal with it. And his way of dealing with it was to drink. He had turned into a raging alcoholic, and he was staying out all the time. And when he did come home, he was in drunken stupors, and he began abusing my mother. And really, truthfully, I was thankful that he did leave us in 1975, because had he not left us, I know he would have killed my mother. I can recall being 8 years old and having to run and call the police on my father because he was beating my mother so terribly. And I truly believe that when we are in drug-induced states or drunken stupors, our natural defenses go down, and we leave ourselves vulnerable and open for the demonic to come in and press the buttons, so to speak. I truly believe that, and I believe that was the case with my father.
We've discussed that here before. That's come up a couple times on this show, where, you know, imbibing certain substances, such as alcohol, like you said, or drugs, they do weaken you.
and I absolutely. Firmly, absolutely 100% believe that. I know that, and I've said this on the show before, so a lot of people are going to they're going to totally turn out and be like, oh my gosh, there goes Doug's going again. But Edgar Cayce, there was a famous Edgar Cayce reading that he had found a fellow for a family, and the fellow happened to be, I think, in New York, and he was wandering around the streets, and he was absolutely in a complete drunken stupor the entire time. And they said, well, what's wrong with him? And he said, possession. After, you know, when you, and the gist of it is that, you know, he would drink, and then he would continue to stay drunk because he would then be taken over by entities, the entity or entities that couldn't, you know, didn't have bodies anymore or never had bodies. And they'd go Absolutely. Have their way with him, you know, and he'd just be Absolutely. Wandering around doing all these pleasures of the flesh or what have you and drinking like crazy. Mm-hmm. And it was a self-feeding cycle.
Well, this was a weird cycle. The situation, though, with your father, Bill, from what I'm gathering here, he started to drink to just cope with what was going on in the house.
But that weakened him.
But then that weakened him in his state. So it's a vicious circle.
It is.
He's trying to cope with what these things he's seeing that he shouldn't be seeing. And by doing that, it's self-immolation, really. He's making himself worse off by trying to cope with the situation by drinking. And that's what led him to... I'm sorry, go ahead, Bill.
No, you go ahead.
That's just what seemed to have led him down the path he went, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you factor in these things, and it would make perfect sense that they would try and do a full-out assault against the strong, dominant family member, the head of the household, and once he was out of the way, then they could have their way with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. And the father figure is that person. He is the leader. He is the head of the pack. And more or less, it was more or less attacks on your mother. Your father drank, and this just went on for how many years?
We lived in that house for 10.5 years. And, my father left us at 75, and my poor mother didn't get a break because she was, you know, being assaulted by him during that period from 73 to 75. And then when he left, then she was being assaulted by the entities on a regular basis. So she suffered more than any other person I've ever seen in my life.
What's the kind of activities that you yourself experienced? Was it, you know, I mean on a very high level, like was it levitation? Was it objects, misplaced? Was it, seeing entities or nightmares? What kinds of...
All of the above, yeah.
Okay.
My first experience was in 1971. I was attacked. I was awakened from a sleep, and I was 5 years old, and something woke me up. I knew something was there. I couldn't see anything, and I got scared, and I wanted to get up. I was going to get out of my bed and go get my parents. As I tried to get up out of my bed, a force grabbed me and slammed me back to my bed and pinned me on my back. I couldn't move anything. The only thing that would work was my eyes, and I wanted to scream so badly for my parents, and I couldn't. My mouth wouldn't even work, and some horrible things happened during that experience. It's in the book, and just taking myself back there as I'm describing this to you, it brings goosebumps back to me every time. I mean, it's an experience that happened over and over. There was another manifestation that I believed to be a guardian angel, and as this figure materialized, the horrible things that were happening to me stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for that. But there were four sinister entities that I personally saw and others saw in the house, and this other entity that I believed to be a guardian angel. So you had five different manifestations of entities in the house that were seen.
When you say manifest, do you mean an actual, you visually saw these things,
yes,
these entities.
Yes.
Could we talk a little bit about maybe what they look like? I'm curious about that. And again, if this is too much, just say so, Bill. We understand.
No, it's fine. One of the entities looked like an undertaker. Black hair, black beard, black suit, even the eyes were black.
Mm-hmm.
Very sinister entity. The skin was like chalky white.
Yeah.
And another entity, and that is one of the entities that was assaulting my mother on a regular basis. Another entity was appeared to be a white male, again, chalky, whitish skin, black eyes, long scar down the left side of his face, short, curly red hair. He, too, was another entity that was regularly assaulting my mother. Another entity was a female that had the look of a witch, sharp facial features, long dark hair. She had a long black gown. And then the fourth negative entity, was a dark form, and you could never make out any features on it except for a set of red eyes.
Ooh. And you said there was a positive entity though too. You said,
yes, and the the most incredible thing about that entity. She had long blonde hair. She was a beautiful lady. She had a light blue gown that shimmered. The most incredible thing was that this manifestation, this being, looked exactly like my mother. And we all saw her, including my mother. This angelic being actually helped us on many occasions, including my mother. And I always say, can you imagine seeing a manifestation of something that looks exactly like you?
Mm-hmm. That would be very startling for your mother.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
And you said that this guardian angel, it helped you in a lot of situations.
That's correct.
Just dynamically speaking, I guess, I'm just wondering, you know, if you a lot of the stuff happened, your mother was being attacked and things like that, maybe your mother told you a story. You know, how did this guardian angel guardian angel just intervene in the situation and put it to a stop? How did this entity help you guys?
Well, for me, in my case, you know, I having that experience over and over, as soon as this angelic being would manifest, everything that was happening to me would stop, and I just felt nothing but comfort and love from her.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always smile and gaze at me like everything was okay. And I was so traumatized, especially the first time that it happened to me. Now, again, I'm 5 years old. No 5-year-old should ever have to experience trauma like I did. I mean, it was absolutely to the point to where I felt like my heart was going to jump out of my body or I was actually going to leave my body. I just was that scared and frightened and traumatized. And just to be to that point at 5 years old, again, no 5-year-old should never know any emotions like that.
No.
And so I know that she had to be angelic because the love I felt from her and the comfort and the peace and just knowing that the bad things had stopped, you know, when she appeared. She actually appeared to my mother on several occasions as my mother was being attacked and actually took the beings away from my mother and went and floated through the wall. So we know that this being was divine or good or angelic, whatever you want to say. There's no question that this was a good being.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Don.
What could somebody do if somebody is going through an issue, either on this scale of these proportions or maybe even smaller and wondering, you know, oh, I wonder how this is going. Why is this thing ruining my life? That kind of thing. If someone's doing that, they could very well be searching the internet. And they could run across a show like, you know, Ghostly Talk or Encounters or,
And so
you run across, or Ghostman and Demon Hunter. So you run across these shows and they might be listening, you know, cause they'll pick up your book and be like, oh, all this stuff. What would advice to them, to somebody who's looking for assistance, because of a violent or demonic haunting?
Well, my advice would be, first off, I'm here. I'm here for everybody, and I've been contacted by so many people in need already. For the last several months, I've got tremendous response from people, and I feel that I have helped some people already, and I do have contacts with professionals that could come and help people. So I would say please contact me. You can contact me through my website, billbean.net, and I could certainly do my part from praying with the people to putting them in contact with professionals who can help them get rid of this horrible situation. And my advice to anybody out there who is having any of these problems, you have to get help right away. As soon as these things start, you have to get a professional involved in whatever that means, whatever avenue you have to take to contact these people. Please get someone who knows what they're doing involved in this to help deal with this problem, because this won't go away. I call it a spiritual virus because it starts on one person and then it spreads. And as it's spreading, it's gaining in power. And when it gains in power, it will destroy. take it from me, you can believe it. It will destroy it. I would never want to see another family destroyed to the extent that my family was.
Do you know, I have seen with my... I was there one night at a ghost hunt in North Carolina, and I happened to be fortunate enough to be with John Zaffis, who is pretty well-respected demonologist.
Yeah, he's a great man.
And I was fortunate to be there because things got, you know, spiraled out of control a little bit. And he has years and years of experience.
Oh, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
If there's somebody who needs a title, there's somebody a very experienced
who could easily have a title because he doesn't have one.
He has the experience to back him up.
He has the experience and knowledge to back him up. And he, I respect him without bounds.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
He recognized the situation, what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
He identified it, knew what was happening, knew that we shouldn't be messing with it. He happens to be a Roman Catholic,
mm-hmm.
So his he's like, okay, what we have to do is we have to stop this, right? He knew, well, he didn't know that we had to stop it, but what he knew that something had to change,
mm-hmm.
right? So he went and he did what he could do, and it was he says it's not magic, it's not anything that I did. He absolutely says it's nothing that he did.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did is, to my eyes, he went behind the lady who was having this experience, and he closed his eyes, and he was just perfectly silent.
Mm-hmm.
What he tells us later that he was doing, and then, of course, it stopped.
Yeah.
All the stuff stopped, right? So it looked like magic to me, right? I mean, I'm sitting there, oh, my gosh, and she's like, eh, it's gone, completely gone. And I'm like, what did he do, you know? And he says that he all he did was he went into a prayer, and he prayed. I mean, prayed hard and fast and furious. I mean, it didn't look like it, but he in his head and in his soul, he was praying. And what he was praying was God, you know, because he's Roman Catholic, right? So he was praying, God, please, you know, do what is right here. For those people present and not present, do what is right here. You know, we need your assistance. We're not handling it here very well. And the situation cleared up and went away. Does the power of prayer work to get you out of those situations?
Well, absolutely. It, you know, again, I'm not forcing my beliefs on anyone. I respect everybody out there and their beliefs. But mm-hmm. for me, I could not live without God in my life, and the power of prayer moves mountains. I have seen it. I've experienced it. It's a miracle. I'm a walking miracle man that I can, again, tell my story and not be in a mental institution or worse, you know, not here. So I consider myself a walking miracle man, and God is everything to me, and the power of prayer is everything.
Well, I believe that night in North Carolina, I saw it work too, and in a big way with John Zaffis, and your story is right on with that, and
mm-hmm.
I think it does work. I it has to, because I've seen it and you've seen it, so wow, that's amazing. So
Bill, we gotta thank you so much for coming on the show. This hour just flew right by like it was nothing.
It's amazing, and I hope to be on with you guys again. And if I could, before you wrap up,
whatever you need.
Quick shout out to Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Investigation.
Those are our buddies. You know, you mentioned that earlier, Bill, and those are our buddies. Brennan's a good friend of ours.
Yes,
good guy.
He is.
They're great people, and they just had me down. Matter of fact, I'm just leaving there. I was doing a lecture there, and I knew I had to cut it a little bit short because I knew I had to be on the show with you guys. So they were all fantastic, and I thank them, and I thank you guys as
Brendan,
well.
Brendan Skeen is a really good friend of ours, really cool guy.
We
got to hang out with them twice last year.
Yeah.
They're all class, yeah. So definitely are with you on that, too. And, Bill, we made it. We didn't break anything yet.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I was saying to my friend Bob, who's with me here, I was saying, this is good during the break. I said, so far, you know, it doesn't sound like anything going haywire or anything like that, so that's great.
Well, we still have to listen to the tape when it's
over
to make sure it's not empty. But, Bill, thank you so very much. Your website is, of course, www.billbean.net. And, of course, it'll be permanently linked up on our site. Can you hang out for just one more second? We're just going to roll into break, and then we'll let you go. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
So that was quite a story and quite a book. The book is Dark Force, by Bill Bean, and fantastic. Scott, what's up for the next half hour?
Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets.
Nightwatch is going to be joining us, talking about the Rolling Hills Haunted Asylum investigation we'll be doing next weekend with those guys.
Then roll the break. Let's get to it.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk live on your cell phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Are you ready? April 19th at the Crumb Theater in Columbus, Indiana. Eerie Radio, Indiana Spy, and Crossroads Paranormal present the Indiana Phenomicon 2008 with special guests Linda Zimmerman and Wanda Lou Willis. Visit www.phenomicon.net for more information and to purchase tickets. Indiana Phenomicon 2008. Be there if you dare.
Interested in ghosts, UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
Hello. flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Screen Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
It's a very EMF meter. Started this whole thing.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
Listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Looking forward to this.
Oh, definitely. Somebody I've never met.
I have.
You have, but I have not met him.
I haven't either. God, are you two the only people in the room?
Yeah. No,
Bonnie hasn't met him either.
Jeez.
We're talking about Mr. Todd Sheets.
Bonnie, how sure are you of that?
I'm 99.9% sure.
Excellent. We're talking about Mr. Todd Sheets from Night Watch. Todd, you are on the line right now, aren't you?
I'm here. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. It's been a long time. I think the last time you dropped on the show was, God, it must have been like 2006,
wow.
Early 2006.
Yeah, we're talking a couple years ago.
A couple years ago, exactly. And let's just note that you're in the same shape I was last weekend, I guess. So
yeah.
It must be going east.
Well, we're gonna be playing this one by ear this half an hour because Todd may start. You know, if he's feeling rough,
right?
If he's got to drop out, he's got to drop out. We're gonna hang out as long as we can. And what we're gonna talk about is my paperwork. You got that? Oh, cool. Let me take yours.
Great.
Well, next weekend, we're going to be meeting up with you guys at Rolling Hills for the Night Watchers Rolling Hills Haunted Asylum investigation. Am I correct on that, Todd?
Yeah, I'm doing everything in my power to get well just so I can be there.
Well, we need you there, Todd.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because if I'm out there, you're in charge.
And that's a bad, bad thing.
Yeah, Bonnie has seen us in charge.
I'm glad you let me know about that.
Not pretty. But yeah, first of all, your website is www.nightwatchshow.com, of course.
Yes.
And I'm sure
Nightwatch Radio. We also have nightwatchradio.com. We have them both.
Now?
That's excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
All right. And I'm sure there's more information about it up there, but we're all going now. Rolling Hills Asylum, this is in East Bethany, New York,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Very cool place.
And, you know, we have to go through another country in order to get there. So
that's what I heard.
This is an international.
We're not doing that. I think we're going to go on the turnpike again.
You're going around?
I'm not dealing with Canada again. We just went through Canada about a month ago, Todd, and it was a complete nightmare. So I think I'm just going to take the turnpike and keep it simple because, no more of that. But this is.
No more turnpike, huh?
No more. Well, no more going through Canada.
He doesn't want to go through Canada, but I'm thinking about doing it. I'm thinking about going international.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
I'm gonna put on a jetpack.
They call it GTI, Ghostly Talk International, and I'm gonna go through Canada.
There you go.
I'm gonna leave a trail of wrappers of some fast food place through Canada. All the way to East Bethany, New York.
Now, Todd, this is gonna be our first Night Watchers event. This is the first time we'll ever be doing anything with the Night Watchers.
I've invited you like 600 times.
I know. We're finally getting out. Now
this is true.
We're doing it though. We made it happen though, so it's all good. We're cool, right?
Hell, we've been cool. You know, when I met you face to face, it was like I had a lost brother out there somewhere floating around.
Oh, not another Scott.
No, it's another Scott.
It was. We'll talk about that for a second. When we met in Richland.
We just
start talking. You know, the obvious thing between Todd and myself, when you look at both of us, you both know that we have a lot of the same tastes in music. Now, that was about a four-hour conversation itself, correct, Todd?
Yeah, it was.
You know, it was
excellent.
It was intense. And I was just going back and forth between music. And then, you know, I mean, it's very hard to find two people that are into that type of music, you know, heavy music, along with, you know, being hosts of paranormal talk shows. You just don't get that very often.
Right, right.
So, you know, that was the rest of the night was talking about that. So, yeah, you know, I did say the same thing to everybody when I got back here. I'm like, yeah, Todd Sheets is my long-lost brother, guys. I think he was, something happened there.
Great. You know, Bonnie looks absolutely happy. We, you know, Todd, I knew something was going on, and something was going on really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at a conference, because, you know, we go to many, many conferences, and I totally believe in them. I think that people can go there, they can have fun, they can learn things, they can interact with each other and talk and
right.
and tell stories and show photographs and just have a blast and learn from the speakers. I'm very pro-conference, and it's usually pretty cheap, and it's usually a nice weekend, and there you go. Well, so I'm a believer in conferences, and I'm also a believer in going to these things. We just went to Mansfield.
Yeah, we were just there last night, as a matter of fact.
So, and we're going to Rolling Hills, and there's, you know, where people go to these events, and you get to spend the night there. I think this is phenomenal, and it's not like as much as a cruise or anything like that. It's just like it doesn't break the bank. It's phenomenal, and it goes usually for a cause. And so here's what
happens. That's the thing with the big thing with Night Watchers. We don't make a dime of profit on the stuff. We just want people to be able to go. So we try to set the deal and get the price, and then get it so everyone can afford it. And we get the price from the locations, and then we, you know, just go from there, and we try to make it so, you know, no one's making any profit here. I just want everyone to go and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are also doing Waverly, though, with me, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're Waverly also.
I'm so excited about I just want to see you guys set loose at Waverly. That's going to be something.
Well, I'm gonna bring the my good old trusty microphone, because I'm gonna bring the
rig. We'll bring all the recordings,
the whole thing.
Well, if we're going to Waverly, is there a way we can wrap me in bubble wrap ahead of time? Because Waverly doesn't like me so much.
That's true. She did have an ankle injury the last time she went there.
Yeah.
And several spills and things like that. But, so we will have to get Bonnie a bubble wrap suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's funny.
And it'll be awesome. And then, but, you know, the thing about it is I knew something was going right. When I was at a conference, some conference or other, and some people came up, and I talked to as many people who will come up and talk to me, and if they don't come up and talk to me, I'll go up and talk to them, because I'm just nefarious that way. And I was talking to a couple of ladies, and I'm like, so what have you done? Are you excited? You know, what's going on? What do you guys do in ghost hunting and things? And she's, I'm a night watcher.
Mm.
And I'm like, I wonder what that is. So I asked her. I'm like, well, this was, you know, this was a couple years ago. And Night Watch, and we go to these places, and we ghost hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, something is definitely happening correctly here. Because this lady is she's in, first of all, obviously enjoying herself. She's very proud of it, and she's reaping the benefits of your hard work, Todd, because you're going through and arranging these things and making a good fun time for somebody to go and also to learn and to have a decent investigation.
That's what it's all about, right there. Yeah, for sure. It's all about getting people together, and they're learning, and they're. As a matter of fact, a lot of Night Watchers did the Velisca Axe Murder House last night, and they're all, like, getting a hold of me now saying, my God, you know, we learned so much. They took a Frank's box in there, and they got some good evidence with that. And I'm, you know how it is with me. I'm on the fence. I'm neutral about Frank's box. It hasn't proven itself to me, and I also don't disbelieve because I'm open to everything. But I'm like, well, you know, I'm really excited that they got some cool stuff on video with it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it because I'm like, wow, I've never... Now, Pony Boy and Eek the Cat both took me aside at the St. Augustine Lighthouse and had me do this kind of makeshift one that they made.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, that was pretty darn creepy. I'll give it that.
Well, and a lot of people, I mean, as far as Frank's box, there is a lot of debate about that right
mm-hmm.
now, that particular device. We've got a few people on the show that we've gotten into some pretty intense conversations about those devices. But that's the thing about what, you know, what the Night Watchers is doing, though, is they're out there, you know, working on stuff. You know, the last couple of weeks, I know we've been grinding the axe a little bit harder than normal the last couple of weeks about the paranormal community in general. And really what I think it comes down to is, you know, quit whining and go out in ghost hunt.
and that's what
you know what? I think it's the wintertime. Nobody can get out and ghost hunt during the winter, man.
That's a good point. Maybe that's
so,
it.
So everyone has time to sit there and complain about everybody else.
Yeah.
And we get to hear the brunt of it.
Yeah, we get the brunt. You know, that's a good point, though, also, Todd, is that, you know, the seasons are changing now.
Yeah.
It's going to start getting warmer here in our neck of the woods. So
hopefully
people will be out doing more work now. And that's, you know, that's what we like about the Night Watchers, though, too, is that, they're, you know, this is investigation work. People are out there doing this stuff. And plus, you know, on top of everything, people really enjoy themselves. That's the big thing, and that's what, you know, we're really looking forward to going out next weekend with you guys and do an investigation with the Night Watchers. I think it's going
to
be a really
great
time.
And I hope to see those two ladies at this event or maybe the Waverly event, whichever they end up going to, and say, you know what, I think you're right. I think something is going right here. I think this is a fantastic program, a fantastic thing that Todd's put together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do appreciate that. I do. It was just kind of something that I didn't know what to do. Everyone was contacting me. They didn't know. I mean, they'd been burned in groups or didn't have a group, or they were smaller groups that couldn't get into these big locations because they didn't have the money for, you know, a $3,000 down payment. And, you know, I'm like, well, what can I do? So I just started kind of pulling resources together and made a group. And really, it's not my group. It's the Night Watchers is the Night Watchers. Their website is nightwatchers.info.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you go there, you click on the investigations area, and you'll be able to see where Scott and Doug will be and everybody else, and it's going to be, you know, and I want you guys to go to more. I just announced a bunch more, and I'm going to ask you right now, if you're not booked for August 29th, you guys had better leave it open, because I'm going to the Birdcage Theater in Arizona.
Oh,
really?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, here's the thing. I wanted to go there so bad anyway, and I happen to know that we happen to have all of August free.
You guys do. I may be going to visit my grandma in August.
Oh, that's true.
But I don't know what weekend that is, though.
I'm checking the schedule. We're open. Doug and I will be there.
We're there. Bonnie and I are there.
I guess you got two people coming.
And then maybe Scott L.
I know I'm no Scott L. and I'm not like your long lost sister or anything, but.
That's Tombstone, Arizona, right?
Yeah.
We've wanted to go to Tombstone, Arizona for how long?
Yeah.
And I'm in. You
are there.
If I have to hitchhike, I'm there. I'm so there.
Maybe the good thing is Scott will do his grandma thing earlier in the month, and the 29th he'll be free. Or
bring grandma.
From your grandma. Yeah, bring her.
Just bring grandma.
My grandma would probably out ghost hunt all of us. She'd be up longer than anybody. She's a spunky lady.
You guys are wimps.
Yeah. Come on, it's 4 a.m, guys. You're falling asleep now? What's wrong with you?
Give me that. I have 6 sets of batteries on charge right now.
It's a possibility.
What are you doing?
It's a possibility. We'll have to see. But yeah, I'll take a look at that also, Todd, and see what's going on. Because it's all tentative, like everything is this early in the year. So I'll find out for sure, and we'll keep in touch on that. But one thing I want to ask you, though, about this, you know, this is going to be our first event with you guys. I'm wondering what we have to look for. I mean, what should we expect when we come there as far as doing an investigation with the Night Watchers?
Well, the first and foremost, it's an investigation. So you're not going to get a whole bunch of, it's not like a lot of people hawking anything. You're not going to have a big merchandisers area.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to hang out. You guys are going to go there. You're going to learn a lot of cool stuff. You're going to teach a lot of cool stuff. People are going to ask you guys, hey, what do you know about this? You're going to see how they do things. It's going to be split up into groups. And I was actually going to give you guys one of the groups. Because, and then, of course, you guys roam freely as well, so it's one of them kind of things.
Yeah.
So it's all about freedom of investigation, and that's the coolest thing. And so you guys will be able to go, and you'll be investigating with a group of people who just love it. Some of them are newbies, but they still love it. Some of them are highly experienced, and all of them, I think, will bring something to the table.
Yeah, and I mean everybody can. That's what's you know.
Well, that's what it's like. It's an investigation like that, and I've been on them, you know, for usually attached to conferences. But I tend to learn a lot from just the people. Like, why can't we do this? And I'll think about it. Well, I don't know why you can't do that. And let me think. Oh yeah, because if you jump out of a window, it's dangerous. You know, I mean, you learn a lot of things because people have different ideas, and that's the fantastic thing about you know, going and meeting people that you haven't met before.
Well, working in this field in general is like that. I mean, we Todd, you know this as well as we do. I mean, this is a field still that there's a lot of theories. We don't have anything rock solid. So, you know, that's what's so cool is that you a new person coming into this field can have just as valid of an idea as someone who has like 10 years of experience in this field too. That's the
I hope somebody brings a Frank's box, because you know all of the stuff that Todd, after how many years, right? I've been ghost hunting, and then of course Frank's box came up in the past year and a half or so. Well,
it's been around for a little while.
People started actually making them.
Yeah,
and I've never heard one ever.
You never heard?
Wow. No, I heard some of the downloadable clips, you know, and I thought, what is that? But people say that it seems to be a little different because when you're sitting there and listening, you know, live, it's a little different. But they do capture it on tape, and they put some clips up on the internet. But I've never heard one, like, physically there in the same
room.
We
heard one
at
the Mothman Festival.
You guys
last year.
Did.
Yeah,
I wasn't there.
Yeah, Amber and I did. So that's what it's going to be a real lunar. That was a Freudian slip almost. I wanted to say this is gonna be a real learning experience, but what almost came out, Todd, was this is gonna be a real loony experience.
Might be loony.
We might
too.
Lose our minds too. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, of course, it probably will be both.
When we're there, yeah.
No.
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to it because this is going to be.
Well, it is going to be a fun laid back weekend for us.
It's rolling. You know, I mean,
it's a new experience for us. One. And you mentioned this a second ago, Todd. We're not bringing our gear or anything. We're not bringing the radio equipment. We're just bringing our ghost hunting gear. And that's what I'm really excited about. Is just to go ghost hunting for
what's
a change.
That?
Right.
And be like Scott the Ghost Hunter. You know, that's always fun to be
ghost hunter.
There you go. Exactly. So that's going to be something I'm really looking forward to.
I'm going to be team leader, Doug.
Todd, can we arrange this? Can we make Doug a team leader
can
by any
I
chance?
Be Dr. Bonnie, then?
Dr. Bonnie, there we go. Oh, good.
Well, that's Todd, funny. I know we are totally looking forward to this. It's obvious we're looking forward to this. Is there anything else we have to look forward to? We've got a couple minutes before we have to end the show.
I do want you guys to go and check all the new stuff we're doing because I've added a bunch of new stuff.
Okay.
And I really do want, since it's so early, go ahead and put it on your calendars and make plans on being there because you're always invited. You're like family. And,
thanks, Todd.
Wow,
awesome. Yeah, it's all about that. So.
Well, and that goes for everybody out there also that's listening, too. Nightwatchers.info, check this out. And there's all the information up there, which I've been there, the site, several times. And all the information on these events that the Night Watchers do, I should say, is up there for you to check out, including prices, anything you need. It's all right up there for you to check out. And we're going to check it out also, Todd, for sure. And if there's some other ones we're going to join up on. I know we'd love to also. I think it's going to be really great.
Now, about that love child.
Is that mine?
Yeah, Todd.
Mine or Todd's? Which one?
Which one? Is this Todd or is it Doug?
Yeah, Todd.
Okay.
Talking to Todd.
Who wants to have Todd love child?
No, I am.
Oh,
well, you know what? Hey,
thank
Todd.
Thank God I'm not his sister.
Hey, Todd, we're pulling our mics out of channel. It's just you and Bonnie now.
You and Bonnie are closing the show.
It's just you and Bonnie. We can't say anything, dude. Go ahead.
I don't think he had any clue this was coming.
You have to take a line number at this point.
Oh, I'm so offended I no longer want to have your line. You will pay for that, by the way.
Yeah, don't want to say.
If you want to be on my long lost sister, just wear a Batman shirt. That's fair.
There you go.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
You're going to totally get on his bad list. You say that.
Yeah, you can't do that. I'll bring along a sticker and stick it on you.
I mean, I'll get your. No, I can't do that. You can put a sticker on me. That's fine, but I'm not going out to.
Well,
buy a Batman T-shirt for you.
Well, everybody out there, also listening. You know, it's been a while since Todd's been on the show. Todd obviously is the host of Nightwatch Radio, also, and you can visit their website at
Nightwatch Radio.
Well, nightwatchradio.com or nightwatchshow.com. Correct, Todd?
Yeah. Either one.
It's an excellent show. I've dropped in there a couple of times and had a ball with you, Todd. It's been so much fun being on your show and talking with you. And Night Watch is just a special show also. I love to listen to your show. I know a lot of people listen to Ghostly Talk. I know we have like this really cool cross-section between all the people listen to our show. And that's what it's all about, I think. You know, we had a long conversation in Richland about that, if you remember, Todd, about just, you know, the radio shows in general. And, you know, it's been a real conscious thing, I know, between the two of of us, to, you know, that our, you know, our shows are pretty much banded together. We like that, you know, like Ghost Man, you know, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter. That's a, you know, another show we're good friends with. Tim Yancey over there in Encounters. There's shows all over the place that are doing this sort of thing, and you know, they're all our buddies. And
that's the way it should be.
It's the way it should be, exactly. You know, that we're going to end on something. I want to end on that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing.
It's all about unity, man. It's all about working together.
Completely. And, you know, we're all working, you know, I don't know if there's a defined goal in what we're doing as far as this type of radio is concerned, but I think a lot can be learned and a lot of fun can be had, too. I think that's what the focus should be. Bottom line.
Yep.
You know,
I agree.
I don't know what else there should be. I don't know what else you can do.
I know what you can do. I can prescribe vitamin C. Lots and lots and lots of it, Todd, because you absolutely have got to be there next weekend.
Yeah, we
got
to get you well, man. So we have to get you well.
Vitamin C, all you can possibly have.
I agree.
Well, we hope you feel better, Todd. Stay on the line. Don't leave us just yet. We're just going to close the show out, okay? Just give us a couple more seconds. Oh, wow.
Speaking of the other shows, we've got to give them some airtime ending this show.
What
do you think?
Well, now, here's a reminder, people. Next weekend, we are, like we just said, we're going to be in Rolling Hills. We're not going to be broadcasting.
We won't be broadcasting, so if you want to talk to us or hear from us next weekend, you've got to go to nightwatch.info.
Uh-huh.
And if there's any seats left, go to East Bethany, New York with us.
Yeah, definitely. Check that out.
Nightwatchers.info.
Oh, I'm sorry, nightwatchers.info.
Doug.
I know, I'm just, you know, in the get out of the chair mode.
Nightwatchers.info, check
Do you hear
out.
Ice in this
Yeah,
club?
There's no
I
ice
don't
or
either.
Either.
Do so I hear whining that. Coming from
He's
Doug?
Whining. He's whining. Guys,
so
this
no
is...
show next week.
Yeah, no
there
show
will
next
be
week.
A show the following week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Todd Sheets, for both for this weekend and next weekend. Bill Bean,
thank
of
you.
Course, at BillBean.net. And thank you to Teddy Schuyler for coming on.
Yeah, all of our buddies, this has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Ghostly Talk!
You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.